The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Billy Collins, born in New York in 1941, a critically acclaimed popular poet, a unique combination in poetry today. Billy Collins, who began writing poems at the age of 12, began selling poems to Rolling Stone in the 1970s, published his first book, Poker Face, in 1977, and it was with the publication of his book Questions About Angels in 1991 that he began drawing great popular and critical attention. Also author of The Apple That Astonished Paris, The Art of Drowning, Sailing Alone Around the Room, and other collections. And the poem Forgetfulness, which begins, "The name of the author is the first to go, followed obediently by the title, the plot, the heartbreaking conclusion, the entire novel, which suddenly becomes one you have never read, never even heard of." Billy Collins, who said, "Usually I try to create a hospitable tone at the beginning of a poem. Stepping from the title to the first lines is like stepping into a canoe. A lot of things can go wrong." It's the birthday of two famous composers of musicals, Stephen Sondheim, born in New York City in 1930, and Andrew Lloyd Webber, born in London, 1948. Stephen Sondheim, who gave us West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Company, Follies, Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, Sunday in the Park with George, and Andrew Lloyd Webber, whose father was the director of the London College of Music, and who gave us Evita, The Phantom of the Opera, and Cats. A movie version of Sondheim's Sweeney Todd was released just this last year. Here's a poem by Billy Collins on his birthday entitled Fishing on the Susquehanna in July. "I have never been fishing on the Susquehanna, or on any river for that matter, to be perfectly honest. Not in July or any month have I had the pleasure, if it is a pleasure, of fishing on the Susquehanna. I am more likely to be found in a quiet room like this one, a painting of a woman on the wall, a bowl of tangerines on the table, trying to manufacture the sensation of fishing on the Susquehanna. There is little doubt that others have been fishing on the Susquehanna, rowing upstream in a wooden boat, sliding the oars under the water, then raising them to drip in the light. But the nearest I have ever come to fishing on the Susquehanna was one afternoon in a museum in Philadelphia, when I balanced a little egg of time in front of a painting in which that river curled around a bend under a blue cloud-ruffled sky, dense trees along the banks, and a fellow with a red bandana sitting in a small green flat-bottomed boat holding the thin whip of a pole. This is something I am unlikely ever to do," I remember saying to myself and the person next to me. Then I blinked and moved on to other American scenes of haystacks, water whitening over rocks, even one of a brown hare who seemed so wired with alertness, I imagined him springing right out of the frame. Fishing on the Susquehanna in July, a poem by Billy Collins from Picnic Lightning, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.